वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. रीडिङ्ग् फ्रोम् श्रीमद्भागवतम् केण्टो थर्ड् चाप्टर् 13 द अपियरेन्स् आफ् लार्ड् वरः टेक्स्ट् 40 दंष्टाग्रकोट्या भगवंस्तया धृता विराजते भूधर भू सुमोधरः यथा वनान्निः सरतो दता धृता मत्तः गजेन्द्रस्य सपत्र पद्मिनी दंष्ट्राग्रकोट्या भगवंस्तया धृता विराजते भूधरा भुः सुमूधरः यथा वनान्निः सरतो दता धृता मत्तः गजेन्द्रस्य सपत्र पद्मिनी दंष्टाग्रकोट्या भगवंस्तया धृता विराजते भूधर भुः सुमूधरा यथा वनान्निः सरतो दता धृता मत्तान् गजेन्द्रस्य सपत्र पद्मिनी. दंष्ट्राग्रकोट्या भगवंस्तया धृता विराजते भूधर भूसमुधरा मत्तान् गजेन्द्रस्य सपत्र पद्मिनी यथा वनानि सरतो दता धृता पतङ्गजेन्द्रस्य सपत्र पद्मिनी दंष्टाग्रकोट्या भगवांस्तया धृता विराजते भूधर भूसुमूधरा यथा वनानि सरतो दता धृता मत्ताङ्गजेन्द्रस्य सपत्र पद्मिनी दंष्टाग्रकोट्या भगवंस्तया धृता विराजते भूधर भूसुमूधरा यथा वनानि सरतो दता धृता मत्ता गजेन्द्रस्य सपत्र पद्मिनी दंष्टाग्रकोट्या भगवंस्तया धृता विराजते भूधरा भूसमूधरा यथा वनानि सरतो दता धृता मत्ताङ्गजेन्द्रस्य सपत्र पद्मिनी विष्णु दंष्ट्राग्रकोट्या भगवांस्तया धृता विराजते भूधरा सुभूधरा यथा वनानि सरतो दता धृता मातांगजेन्द्रस्य सपत्र पद्मिनी दंष्ट्राग्रकोट्या भगवंस्तया धृता विराजते भूधरा भूसमुधरा यथा वनानि सरतो दता धृता मत्तः गजेन्द्रस्य सपत्र पद्मिनी दंष्ट्राग्रकोट्या भगवंस्तया धृता विराजते भूधरा भूसमुधरा यथा वनानि सरतो दता धृता मत्तांगजेन्द्रस्य सपत्र पद्मिनी दंष्ट्राग्र द टिप्स ऑफ द टस्क्स कोट्या by the edges, Bhagavan, O Personality of Godhead, Tvaya, by you, Dhrita, sustain, Virajate, is so beautifully situated, Bhudhara, O lifter of the earth, Bhuhu, the earth, Sa Bhudhara, with mountains, Yatha, as much as, Vanat, from the water, Niharshrataha, Nishrataha, coming out, Data, by the tusk, Dhrita, captured, Mattam Gajendrasya, infuriated elephant, Sapatra, with leaves, Padmini, lotus flower, the lotus flower. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki char translation. O lifter of the earth with its mountains, which you have lifted with your tusks, is situated as beautifully as a lotus flower with leaves sustained by an infuriated elephant just coming out of the water. Purport. The fortune of the earth planet is praised because of its being specifically sustained by the Lord. Its beauty is appreciated and compared to that of a lotus flower situated on the trunk of an elephant. As a lotus flower with leaves is very beautifully situated, so the world with its many beautiful mountains appeared on the tusks of the Lord Boar. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Nvaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarine ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಮೂಖಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಗಾಯತೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುದೀನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯೇಶ್ವರಂ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೊ ಐ ಸೀಕ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪ್ಲೆಜರ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ಲೆಜರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೈ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಸೊ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಯು ನೋ ಫ್ಯೂ ಡೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೌರ್ ಕಥಾ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಇನ್ ಯು ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಈಸ್ ಹೋಲಿನೆಸ್ ಜಯಪತಾಕ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸೊ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ಇಮರ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಅಸ್ ಇನ್ ಯು ನೋ ಗೌರ್ ಲೀಲಾ ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ವೇರ್ ವಿದುರ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ appearance of Lord Varaha is getting described. In this verse, said that, you know, he is glorifying Lord Varaha. O lifter of the earth with its mountains, which you have lifted with your tusks, is situated as beautifully as a lotus flower with leaves, sustained by an infuriated elephant just coming out of the water. So we'll see three things today. First, that how anything that comes in connection with Lord, it becomes more beautiful. Like here it is described, the earth, because it was carried by Lord, it became more beautiful. It appeared more beautiful. The second thing we'll discuss is that can material analogies describe the Supreme Lord? Here the analogy is given that of an elephant carrying a lotus flower. And third, we'll discuss some beauty of Lord, how he is beautiful. So we know that earth, it was sunk in the bottom of Garbhodak ocean. And then the ocean is considered as not so clean, place, it's a filthy place. And Lord has to come and he has to lift that earth. So he took an appropriate form. Generally, shukara means shushu karoti iti shukaraha, means one who always sniffs. It's like this. So those who have seen pigs, they generally, their nostrils are very active, they're like sniffing around. So Lord took that form and he went on sniffing, and then he lifted the earth on his tusks. Those who have visited India, here in US we don't see pigs around, they are generally only in farms. And for kids, sometimes we go and see them. They are pretty pinkish. And kids play around. But India, if we see, they are not like that. They are black. And it's pretty much not so clean, basically, right? But when Lord appeared as this, Shukara Rupa, is described as one of the most beautiful personality. When I think Yadurani Mataji, she was drawing the painting of Lord Bore. She asked Prabhupada, what should we, how should be depicted about color and how many hands or hoofs. And Prabhupada gave the description, and along that he said that make it as beautiful as possible. Because actually, Lord Bore is very, very beautiful. So, And in this verse, is described as, you know, he is so beautiful already. And then when he takes that earth on him, even the earth becomes more beautiful, you know, with its mountains. So generally, you know, anything which comes in touch with Lord, it becomes more beautiful. We know that Putana, you know, came to kill Krishna. And when Krishna started sucking her milk, she came in a very attractive form, you know, like a celestial lady. But when Krishna started sucking, she could not control the pain, and she assumed her original form, which was, you know, 9 miles long, very hideous. And of course, you know, Krishna delivered her. And when they burned her body, you know, Nanda Maharaj comes back and they, you know, they burned her body, nice fragrance came out. Very beautiful fragrance. So everybody was wondering, how come? She was a demon. She had done so many sinful activities. But because she came in contact with Krishna, therefore, even her material, you know, useless body, there was a fragrance in it. Same way, when Lord Varaha, he lifted the earth started looking more and more beautiful. There is another verse in Bhagavatam. Which says that the ornaments are already beautiful, right? But when Krishna wears them, the beauty of the ornaments becomes even more beautiful. It's not that Krishna needs, you know, jewels or garlands to look beautiful. Krishna is naturally, you know, all beautiful. But when the ornaments are worn, they become more beautiful. So same way here, so that verse is, yeah. So this comes in Chaitanya Charitamrut, Madhya Lila. Bhushanera Bhushananga Tahit Lalitri Bhanga Tahar Upara Bahudmukha Nartana Tiriche Netrera Bana Tara Dhara Sandhana Vindhe Radha Gopi Ganamana. Ornaments case that body, but the transcendental body of Krishna is so beautiful that it beautifies the ornaments he wears. Therefore, Krishna's body is said to be the ornament of ornaments. Enhancing the wonderful beauty of Krishna is his three-curved style of standing. Above all these beautiful features, Krishna's eye dance and move obliquely, acting like arrows to pierce the minds of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. When the arrow succeeds in hitting its target, their minds become agitated. So here, like, you know, it's described how Krishna is so beautiful that the ornaments become more beautiful by seeing that. So that is the first point, that how anything that comes in connection with Krishna becomes beautiful. And same way here it is explained that the earth planet is praised because of being specifically situated by the Lord. And its beauty is appreciated and compared to that of a lotus flower situated on the trunk of an elephant. So, the next point is here, the analogy is given is that of an elephant carrying a lotus. How many of us have seen lotus? Those who have gone to Mayapur, you know, is obviously there around, right? So if we see the lotuses, generally they float on water. The leaves are like, you know, surrounding the lotus, and then either it's blue or sometimes pink hue or sometimes white. And the beauty is that though they are submerged in water, not a drop of water is on the leaves, you know. Krishna's creation is. So, is it that Lord Varaha was like elephant and earth was like, you know, a lotus? So generally, these analogies are given so that we can relate. Now, if we have to think about Lord Varaha's size, there is a nice prayer by Bilwa Mangal Thakur. You know, he says, Yadromarandra paripurti vidhavadaksha Varaha janmani bhavam rami samudraha Tam namanatha aravinda drisham yashoda Pane dvaya dvayatam snapayam babhuva. So Bilwa Mangal Thakur is saying that when Lord Varaha appeared, Yad Roma Randhra, so Roma means, you know, our hairs, you know, the root of hair, you know, and Randhra, like, you know, that there is a hole, right? If we pluck our hair, we can see a small hole, right? So Lord Varaha's, the Roma Randhra, the hole of his single hair, was so big that the water from all the oceans in the world, if we fill in it, it cannot overflow. And that is one hair, you know, hair hole, you know, Roma Randhra, hair hole. And just imagine Lord Varaha had so many hairs. And then he has his beautiful face and tusks, right? So now, if we have to think of that form, practically we don't have that experience, you know. If we go to Venus Beach, we cannot even see after like a mile. Everything looks blue and, you know, white, right? So therefore, acharyas, they give the analogies so that we can relate. So what we have seen, the biggest is the elephant, huge, right? And then the comparison is given is that, okay, elephant comes out of water like a Gajendra. We have that famous painting, right? He takes out that lotus and he just twirls in the air. You know, whoever, you know, oh supreme, please come and take. And that time nobody comes, only Krishna comes, you know, Lord Vishnu comes, right? So the lotus is very small compared to the huge body of elephant. So this same way, to give us the idea how big Lord Varaha was, they have given this analogy that Lord is compared to as an elephant and earth to a lotus. So Bilwa Mangal Thakur says that, yam Roma Randhra Pranipavurti Vidhaya Daksha Varaha Janmani Babhuva Ramish Samudraha. Means his pores of his hair hole were so huge that the water in the whole world, even if we pour in, it cannot overflow even the one hole. And next he goes on to say, Tam Nama Natha Aravinda Drisham Yashoda Panir Dvayantam Snapayam Babhuva. He said, but the same Lord, when he comes as Krishna, rather Krishna is like, you know, source of Lord Varaha as well. Yashoda Mata takes one bucket of water and pours on Krishna and he is drenched. So now compare two things. Bilwa Mangal Thakur is called as a Leela Shuka, means, you know, he's immersed in the pastimes of Lord. So he's comparing these two apparently distinct, contradictory pastimes to tell us the glories of Lord. You know? So one hand, as a Varaha, the water from the whole world cannot fill even his one hair hole. And on another hand, the same Lord, Yashoda Mata can take a bucket of water and drench him. Figure out that contradiction. Is it contradictory? Absolutely not. You know, we have that famous story of Mochi, that cobbler and Narad Muni and Brahmana, right? You know, cobbler Muni goes, Narad Muni goes and he meets cobbler and he asks, I'm going to Vaikuntha. So what you want me to do? His cobbler says, offer my obeisances, you know. Then he goes to Brahmana, he says, I'm going to Vaikuntha. He says, oh, please offer my obeisances. And after some time, Narad Muni comes. Cobbler, you know, this Brahmana asked, did you offer? He said, yes, yes. He said, by the way, what Lord were doing? He said, he was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. Brahmana said, Narad Muni, you are bluffing. You know, I think you are in a joking mood today, you know. He said, not possible. How an elephant can go through the eye of a needle? And then cobbler asked same thing. Narad Muni says, yes, he was threading the elephant through the eye of a needle, and Cobbler says, wow, my lord is so beautiful, he can do anything. And then Narad Muni said, hey, why, you know, don't you think it's illogical? He said, no. He said, the seed of a banyan tree is like, you know, very small. Those who, actually, the fruit of banyan tree is maybe like this, you know, circular, very small. Like we have that, what they call it, radish, right? We eat in salad, little bit smaller than that. It's very, you know, how many have you seen banyan tree? And how many have seen the fruits? And they have a huge number of fruits, very small. And if we break open the fruit, very, very small, small seeds. So this cobbler said, Lord has put whole huge banyan tree which can span miles in that small seed. So for him to thread an elephant through eye of a needle is not a big deal. You know? And then immediately Narad Muni said, yes, you know, go back to spiritual world. So like that, this Bibla Mangal Thakur is comparing these two contradictory apparently things, but they are so beautiful. He is just relishing how Lord is inconceivable and he can do anything and everything for pleasure of his devotees. So, and then, yeah, the another point to that is, he again makes it little more interesting. He said that when Gargamuni came, he told to Nanda Maharaj, Bhuni Santi Namani Rupani Cha Sutasyate Gunakarma Karmanu Rupani Tanyam Vedaha No Janaha. So Gargamuni, he tells to Nanda Maharaj that your son, Krishna, he has many forms, many names, and all of them are existing together. So that means if we see in connection with this prayer of Bilmavalangal Thakur, Varaha Devi is there, Krishna is there, both are existing same way. One, there is no water can, you know, wash him, another, a bucket of water can drench him. So, like this, you know, the devotees, they, you know, glorify Lord's, you know, beautiful pastimes. You know. And the third thing we say is that, he says that the Lord was looking very beautiful. Also, actually, it is mentioned that the Bhumandala is a form of a lotus. You know. So Lord, he was looking very beautiful as an, you know, a big elephant, you know, carrying a lotus. So Lord Krishna, who is the source of all this incarnation, that beauty aspect, you know, is kind of epitomized by Krishna's, you know, appearance. So of course Lord Bhur is also, you know, very beautiful, but that whole beauty is, you know, the original source is, you know, Krishna. And there are so many verses which describes the beautiful appearance of Lord, you know. So there is one from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapters 2, Text 12. Yanmartya Leela Leela Yopaikam Swayoga Maya Balam Darshayata Grahitam Vismapanam Swasya Cha Saubhagadve Param Padam Bhushana Bhushanangam. The Lord appeared in the mortal world by his internal potency, Yoga Maya. He came in his eternal form, which is just suitable for his pastimes. These pastimes were wonderful for everyone, even for those proud of their own opulence, including the Lord himself, in his form as Lord of Vaikuntha. Thus, his transcendental body is the ornament of all ornaments. You know, so Krishna's, you know, when he appears, you know, so same way, like, you know, Lord Varaha, he appeared by the, you know, by the Yoga Maya potency, and he was very beautiful. It is also mentioned that Lord Varaha is a personification of Vedas. Said that the Vedas are exhalation of Lord Krishna, which were inhaled by Brahma, and again Brahmaji exhaled, and from his exhalation came Lord Varaha. Those were, like, you know, the Vedas personified. And then this Lord's beauty is, you know, of course, Varaha is, you know, beautiful. Even the next word, it will mention about beauty of Lord Varaha. But as we know that Krishna is source of all this beauty, and Krishna's beauty, same way, you know, even that can be said for Lord Varaha, that it so beautiful that if we see, we won't be able to take our eyes away from it. This is this again beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasyananam makara kundala charu karanam brajat kapola subagam savilasahasam nityotsavam natatru prudrushi bhi vibantyo naryo narascha mudita kupita nimescha. So this is in particular, you know, describing the beauty of Krishna. It says Krishna's face is decorated with ornaments such as earrings resembling sharks. So, you know that this, many times we know a particular celebrity by the way they dress. They have a peculiar way of dressing, right? Same way Krishna, that original tendency comes from Krishna. Krishna has a peculiar way of dressing. He has earrings, but most of the times they are that of a shark shaped. You know. His ears are beautiful. Very nice. His cheeks are brilliant. He is smiling, attractive to everyone. Whoever sees Lord Krishna sees a festival. His face and body are fully satisfying for everyone to see. Even the demons actually, when they used to come to kill Krishna, they used to admire, you know, hey, you know, such a beautiful person, you know. And of course, then their envy and Kamsa's order used to take over. Even, you know, only Hiranyaksha was a little foolish. He could not appreciate Lord's beauty. Rather, he was, he spoke very ill words, and then, you know, Lord even felt bad actually, you know. But actually, Lord was beautiful, you know. Lord is beautiful, you know. And his face and body are fully satisfying for everyone to see. But the devotees are angry at the Creator for the disturbance caused by the momentary blinking of their eyelids. So this is Gopi's vision. They did not want to miss Krishna's darshan even for a moment. They said, you know, Brahmaji is such an imperfect engineer. He has created this eyes, but there are eyelids. They stop us, you know, from seeing Lord because they keep blinking. So, Lord, this way, when he comes in different forms, he exhibits this beauty, you know, and then everyone gets attracted. So, even if it is like, you know, furious, we said, you know, Ugram Viram Mahavishnum Jalantam Sarvato Mukham Narsingham Bhishanam. It's very ferocious, Bhadram, but he's very auspicious. Mrityor Mrityor Namamyam. So Lord came. So we see this beautiful, like, you know, picture of Lord here, Narsingha also. It's very ferocious, but it's not ghastly. You know, there is a beauty in it also, you know, though it is ferocious. So this is the, you know, this is the speciality of Lord and his appearances, that when he comes, he attracts everyone. You know, same way as that, you know, Lord Varaha did. And then, these pastimes Lord performs also to give us a chance to discuss about them and remember them. Nowadays, if we see all what on internet, Facebook, Instagram, what we do is that Naam Guna Leela. Discussion about Naam Guna Leela. Discussion about the name, form, activities, and attributes of some person, you know, some bodybuilder or some beauticians or whatever. Right? So basically, these three things they are doing. They are discussing, you know, nama, guna, lila of some person. Why? Because that's the nature of jivatma, to get attracted. So Lord has given so many, he has so many names, he has so many transcendental qualities, and he has so many transcendental pastimes. And why he has given us? So that we can easily remember. When we we are washing our hand, our feet, we can see our, or if our hairs are getting plucked, we can see, hey, you know, the hair pore, Lord pore, you know, one pore, all ocean water. So easy to remember Krishna. Rather, it's difficult to forget Krishna if we are just little conscious. Because Krishna has, there is nothing that cannot be related to Krishna. So, specifically, Lord comes, you know, to, and when one is always thinking of this Lord, then what happens is naturally our heart gets purified, and at the end of life, when it will be very difficult for us to remember Krishna, how many of us have been bitten by a scorpion? Somebody? Oh, Pruji has bitten. It must be very painful, right? Yeah. So 40,000 scorpion. I have not bitten, so I cannot, but I have heard, you know, it's very painful. So, can we think, but I know, like, you know, I have fallen, and when there is a lot of pain, it's very difficult to remember Krishna. And just, you know, extrapolate it to 40,000 times of whatever the greatest pain you have. So it's very difficult to remember Krishna at the time of death. But if we lead our life by discussing these beautiful pastimes, then Krishna will force his remembrance. And that way, and he will take us back to spiritual world. So to summarize, we discussed that how here in this verse it is mentioned that when the earth was sustained by Lord Varaha and he became very, she was looking very beautiful. So anything in connection with Lord becomes very beautiful. We saw example of the Krishna's ornaments and, you know, even this earth and how even Putana, you know. And then the second point was the material analogies are given for us so that we can relate. Here Lord Varaha is compared to an elephant and earth is compared to as a lotus flower. But if we see the actual size of Varahadev, we saw that, you know, is so huge that we cannot even build a temple. Even Brahma cannot build a temple. So we are very thankful Lord comes as Archavigraha, you know, and, you know, we can see him. So he was so huge that his one hair pore cannot be filled even with water from all ocean. But the same Lord, when he comes as Krishna, he can be drenched with a one bucket of water by Mother Yashoda. So Bilwamangal Thakur is, you know, was explaining this apparent contradiction in glorifying Lord's pastimes. And then we saw that how Lord Bhur was so beautiful. And we saw that Krishna's beauty is the source of all beauty, and Lord comes in any form, he's always attractive. So we'll end with one prayer that when we always think of Lord like this, our you know, consciousness will get immersed, and then we won't be even if we are doing daily things, we can still remember Lord. And the epitome of this consciousness is gopis. Is again a beautiful verse by Bilwamangal Thakur. It says, you know, Vikretu kama kila gopakanya murari padarpita chitta vritte dadhyodakam moha vashadaho chad govinda damodara madhaveti. So the gopis, when they went to sell the milk and yogurt and to Mathura, instead of, because they were constantly thinking of Lord Krishna, instead of calling out, milk is for sale, yogurt is for sale, they cried out, Govinda, Damodara, Madhava. So let's pray that may we develop this, some attraction for this, towards the beauty of Lord Krishna and, you know, Lord Varahadev. So with this, we'd like to stop. Any questions, comments? Yes, bro.
This 40,000 scorpions, I use this in Bhagavad Gita class because I heard it many times in when I was attending Bhagavad Gita classes. And Prabhu asked me if I had a reference, and I didn't have a reference. So I went to my Shiksha Guru, asked for reference, and I still haven't got a reference. So I'm wondering if you have a reference, and I'm hoping you didn't hear it from me because I don't want to be the cause of...
reference of what?
This 40,000 scorpions, this pain...
Oh, it comes in Garuda Puran.
Okay.
Garuda Puran, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know verse, but it's for sure it's in Garuda Puran. So okay. You can mention. Reference is in Garuda Puran. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Lord Shivaraha Dev ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Guru Premanand.
use the iPhone. I didn't get coffee rushed yesterday.
No problem.
But anyways.
So that was Garuda Puran.
Garuda Puran, yes. Yeah.
My name is Bhakti Jimian. Here in the ashram. What's your name, Prabhu?
Arjun Gopal Das.
Arjun Gopal. Hare Krishna. Do you live in the community here?
Yes. I just live across the street.
Which is?
Across the street.
Across
yeah,
the street.
Yeah, just next to your ashram. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Yeah. I really like the point that the Lord Bor is very beautiful. Yeah. It's very great. Prabhupada told the artist when she's drawing Lord Bor, she's making it as beautiful as possible.
Yeah.